Okay, so I wanted to discuss a discussion about if, let's say, one wakes up before Netzach Chama, and as we mentioned earlier, that there is this, the Iker, or there's a mitzvah, the Chatchila, to read Kriya Shema. Or wherever he may be, and I'm going to read it with tefillin. So according to the Rambam and the Gra that we brought down earlier, that there's a lechatchila to read before Netzach Chama or by Netzach Chama, and somewhat of a lush d'evit afterwards, matcha, that the maila of Kriya Shema by Netz should be daicha Kriya Shema with tefillin, even though there's a chash of made Eidus Sher, and there's a advantage of reading Kriya Shema later with the Berachas Kriya Shema. But mitzad sheni, even though there is such lashon b'di'evit, still after Netzach Chama until the end of the third hour, it's still zman Kriya Shema, and you do gain the maila of reading Kriya Shema with tefillin. And also the maila of saying it with Berachas Kriya Shema. Now, in the Mechaber itself, the Mechaber doesn't mention that it being d'yevet. If the Mechaber says ma'az nimshach until the third hour, which is mashma that if you got it in before, okay. If afterwards not, I mean, if you got in before, okay. If you didn't get in before, so then you should read afterwards. The Ramah in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah talks about a case where you see that you're not going to have enough time to read Kriya Shema with the brachas before the end of the Zman Kriya Shema, so then you should read it with Kavanah to be Yaitza before you daven. And if there's not enough time to put on tefillin, you should do it even without tefillin, because Kriya Shema and tefillin are not ma'ak of each other. It says over there also, if you're mesupik, if you're going to make this man Kriya Shema or not, so also you should read it before tefillah. Rav Kivegi says, with a Tanai you should read it, you should make Tanai that if I'm not going to make it, then I want this to be the mitzvah, but if I'll make it, then this should not be the mitzvah. There's a lot of need then on the Tanai itself. If you see the Tzibur is getting later and you might miss it, so you should read Kriya Shema and just like schlep it out between the end of Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. So there you find the place you can talk about from reading Kriya Shema, they may not read it with tefillin. But what about before Netzach Chama? There is a mashmaiz from the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav that one should read it, even though you're not davening now, you're not putting on tefillin. You know, it's b'chosh v'dol shit, that the ikiz man Kriya Shema l'chatzchila is before Netzach Chama. However, Rav Zalman said, if you're doing it, then over here, for sure, you should make it tonight. You should make it tonight that if the Iker's man is before Netzach Chama, you're being Yotzer Mitzvah, if not, it's like Kikar B'Torah. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself is also very much mistopic on this, because he is very much in favor of the Gra, that the Kriya Shema that you're being Yotzer Mitzvah should be with the Brachas. And therefore, it seems is that you do not read Kriya Shema. I don't see people doing it. You do not read Kriya Shema before Netzach Chama. Instead, we wait until you're able to read the Kriya Shema with the brachas and be serving gula the tefillah, and then to read it without the brachas. What about the yechidus? No, so let me put on the tefillin and say Kriya Shema and daven. But seeing Bechidus, that's also a discussion that we discussed once or twice already, that the Mishnah Berurah does have a lashon that Bechidus, you could have been Vesikin. If you do know what time exactly Vesikin is, the Gra was mashma that you should not. Different mashma is a different Paiskim, and therefore, depending on the situation, is what you should do. About shortening Pesukah, the Zimran, or to make this Zman Kriya Shema, or to daven Vesikin, we discussed earlier, if that's enough of a reason. Or just to make feel the tziba that you have the head to skip him to get the zimra. Now the Mishmaru brings down from the Prima Gadim that you should finish the entire Krishma Bismana. Bismana. The Mishmaru earlier, that's Mishmaru and Simon Ches, the Mishmaru earlier and above, he brings out that there are Shitas that hold that's enough if you read the first Pasha in this man. It brings from the Prichadish that it's better that you should read all three Pashas in this man. Even the Pasha of Tzitzis, which this man is the whole day, still the advantage of being masked, Yitzis Mitzrayim, during this man Krishma is also a Milo that one should be careful about, that he should read it within this mat. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that it's enough to read the first Pasha, because that's what's Minatayra. According to the Shittas, that even the second Pasha is Minatayra also, you should try to push that into this mat. But Pasha Tzitzis, even though you yotz it all day, so therefore you have more time. But again, the Hadgash is that you should try to get all three Pashas in within the before the end of this man. The Mishmur brings down the what's this share of Gimel Shais. Shekendach b'nei Malachim Lamed Gimel Shais v'nikra dain uv'kumecha. The Taisiz Yonta brings from the Rain Yaina that this is not the reason. The reason is not that the Kol Yisrael's b'nei Malachim. And what it means is that since B'nai Malachim get up then, so Zmuch that still Zman Kima. Now it's not just that B'nai Yisrael get up at the third hour, that you sleep until then the third hour. It just means that since B'nai Malachim do get up then, must be still of Kumecha. And that's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav, Sheish Ketzatz B'nai Adam Zerikimim Lachom Zman Zek Yigam B'nai Malachim Chayetzvet. The Kesef Mishle asked the question that we mentioned. Atu B'nai Malachim Avi Ruben Amma, why are we going after the B'nai Malachim? El Maya must be some kind of a smachta that since B'nai Malachim, and we are diamond to B'nai Malachim, so therefore we go with that Zman. Thomas Chaim, he in Tavkov Mem Gimel, he writes, says that since it doesn't say in the Torah any share for the Seif Zman Krishma, we're basing it on what says in the Torah, V'shach B'chumach. And nowadays, that a weakness came to the world, people get up later, and Svaro makes sense to say that the Zman should be even later, people do get up later, and in place where the day starts very early, so maybe Sevisman Krishma should be earlier because people are getting up earlier. And this is a need that some Nachronim deal with, and the Eishel Avram actually uses it as a limud chus for those that take Krishma later. I'm not coming to answer up for people, but this would be a limud chus for those that always say Krishma later in the day. Who couldn't read it by the end of this Matzvilo, even if he wasn't on this, there's still any, they should read it throughout the rest of the day. Atzkabal is Omar Hashmaim. The question also is if someone's honest, how was the earliest he could read it? I think we might have spoke about that a little. Okay, maybe Bez Shem, I'll speak a little more about the Zmanim if I get a chance to prepare a little more about it. But I would like to move on to this. Mutzah likrois Krishma ben Yoshi ben Oimi. So the Kitzah says, it's Mutzah to be Krishma whether you're sitting or standing. Vimma Yoshi v'asalach. However, if he's already sitting, he should not be machmir to stand up. The term about Krishma in the morning. I will also lick my kishu shaykhim, but also to read Krishma while you're lying. Should go on to his side and read. He's weak and he can't go on to his side. Move a little on to his side. Which again, in a normal situation, this should not be the case that you're lying down. But if someone did happen to sleep late and he realizes it's getting close to his Zman Krishma and he has to read right then, so he is laying down. So if he can sit up, he should sit up. But if he can't sit up, if he's not dressed properly, so he has to be covered, whatever it may be, so he can roll over onto his side. And if he's unfortunately not well in a hospital or something, or at home, and he can't roll onto his side, he should tilt a little to the side. Now, in the Torah brings down for Rav Amram, Shemitzvah Sami Yoshev. The mitzvah of Krishma is sitting down. That's why it's brought from a Medrash and other Makaris that there's a mitzvah to read Krishma while one is sitting. The Beis Yosef had different gerses. Geres was mitzvasa af miyushim, also miyushim, not shem mitzvasa miyushim like the lashon the Torah, but af miyushim means also sitting. Kesemisha says that according to the Ravid, the Kesemisha is in, it says according to the Ravid, it's definitely better to read it sitting down. That's where the Dr. Moshe brings it and the other Achrenim bring it down. So definitely there's a stress over here of sitting down. The Kaf Chaim writes that the mile of sitting is that you'll be able to read a Be'ema or B'chavano V'yishva Das Yoyser. Gives you more of a yeshiva das. There's also reasons brought down up in Kabbalah, which the Aruch HaShulchan brings up in desire that one should be sitting until Tehillos L'Kel Elyon, through Berachas Krishma until Tehillos L'Kel Elyon, one should be sitting and not standing. But so there are two reasons, either because it gives us more kavana or more yeshiva das to be mechavim, or Apikabalah is an Indian to take Krishma while one's sitting. This is sitting up has to do with the Mishnah Brachas, where they argue in what the Pirush of the Pasim Shachuk of Kumecha is. They Shami held as the position they should be in, and then the morning standing. They still have Shachuk of Kumecha is the time when one should be reading Krishma. Where brings the Maestro of Tarpin over there, that he was Machmel, like by Shammai, and put himself into a sahana. Therefore, one who's already sitting should not get up by Krishma to stand for the sake of standing. If someone's walking or riding, so the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Chesed Gimel, it is before that. Is walking, it's mutter to read Krishma except for the first passing. You should stop for the first passing. The Gemara condition Lam Gimel Beis tells us that Rochel Skim Halach Dami. Therefore, including the passing, and it's including the passing Lech Chobad Erech. However, the Magen Avraham again says over here that leaning the first passing is better to stop so you'll be able to be mechaven. So maybe come up, someone's driving and he realizes he's holding by the safe man Krishma. So what he should do is pull over and at least say the first pasuk. According to the Taz, Mahalach is it's as been like Mahalach Roichi, and therefore you have to stop the behema at the time when you're reading the first pasuk and say the first pasuk. So there's definitely an Indian by the first pasuk, the first parasha, to say without walking or without riding. Just sitting back in the same place, a little within the same area, might not be called mahalich. You're not on the road, you're not walking, you're not taking a walk. But it's definitely better if you stop to be mechaven at least the first pasuk of Krishma. Okay, we're going to stop here and we have to share. We'll continue tomorrow. I want you to have a wonderful day.